Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on News Radio WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
An appropriate song, I guess, to lead into our conversation today. Life is a Highway. We're going to talk about being the zone, and Terry Cunningham with Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services joins us. When I hear this song, I think of the movie Cars.
Oh, absolutely.
And then I think about how I see you drive around town. So, you know.
I'm always on the road going somewhere next, running from one place to another.
In a hurry.
Oh, never over the speed limit.
No, no.
You can never go over the speed limit in Rutherford County.
No.
It's too many cars.
Well, it's usually about 10 miles an hour under the speed limit.
Exactly right. Exactly right. But I'm real happy to bring my guest with me today. I have been working with this group of kids since last fall, and I've worked with them a couple years ago through the Riverdale DECA program, and I'm glad to be able to have them on today so that they can talk about what program they have coming up on February 14th, Valentine's Day, and what's going to be happening at Riverdale High School that day.
Are there flowers and chocolates involved?
You know, I expect to have some chocolates after I'm done with this event. So, you know, that's just a forewarning suggestion.
Gotcha. All right. Well, exactly. We'll see what happens here. We've got Isaiah Stewart joining us and Casey Kincaid as well. And we'll ladies first. I know she's
absolutely
nervous about being here, so why not start there? Tell us a little bit about Being the Zone, if you don't mind.
Well, Be in the Zone is a program. It's actually a campaign to prevent teens or anyone from texting and driving. And we're trying to promote that in our Riverdale community. Mm-hmm. And we just feel like it's very important.
It's so hard. You hear the ding or the buzz, and it's like, it's right there.
That's true.
There's a desire to pick it up.
You know, and that's true. But you know, there's so many good suggestions about putting it in the back seat, mm-hmm. putting it in the trunk. And I have geared myself, if I hear that ding, not to pick up the phone, because it can wait. You know,
that's really the message.
Especially if it's my work phone. You know, it can wait.
Right.
I'll get to it when I can.
Exactly. But, you know, and what she was saying is true about texting and driving. But we also want to emphasize that there's so much distraction in driving.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just not texting. It's doing anything from putting on your makeup to eating to reading the newspaper to, you know, a lot of different things that can be going on, talking to your friends that are in the car. So there's many different things that can qualify for distracted driving.
Isaiah, how old are you?
17.
17. Okay, so my son's the same age, and so I see him and how he reacts with his mobile device. Okay, but there are so many distractions, as Terry was talking about. What distracts you the most when you're driving?
Distracts me the most is probably social media. It's always, you know, out there. People mm-hmm. are trying to, you know, contact you. You see a new post of something, especially with me, you know, colleges and stuff like that. I have colleges tweeting and stuff. And so it's almost, you know, tempting to just want to pick it up right at the spot and, you know, look at it. But you just got to stop yourself from doing it because, you know, with all that, you're looking at it, but you're keeping your eyes off the most important thing, and that's getting to where you need to be and be safe at the same time. So I just try and, you know, just stop myself from looking at it and just knowing that it can wait.
You know, you've got all the social media, the Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and all of that stuff going on, and then maybe you're in a chat group with people and things are going on. And I mean, it's just constantly. I hear my kid's phone, and it's like a constant buzz all the time, and I'm thinking, let's break away, and maybe the car can be that safe zone, Terry, to just get away from it all and have that 10 or 15 minutes to not be distracted by that and other things.
Absolutely. I have, you know, I will admit that several years ago I was constantly looking at my phone and stuff, and I thought about the program that they're doing and the programs that I do out in the community, and I thought, you know, I need to practice what I preach. And so I do. I have actually put it down and not worry about it until I can get to a parking lot or work or someplace else, home, you know, wherever, that I can actually take a good look at it. Because if you glance down at your phone, it is like going a whole football field without looking at the road, and that's a long time to go down a whole football field and not paying attention to what it is. There could be a pedestrian in front of you, there could be a dog, there'd be another car. So there's a lot of things that could happen right in front of you, not realizing it.
You're talking Isaiah's language now.
Exactly, football.
Yes, yes. We've got Isaiah Stewart and Casey Kincaid joining Terry Cunningham today. Terry with Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services. The event, Casey, is on Valentine's Day, right?
Yes.
So kind of tell us a little bit about the details. What's happening on, what is that, Tuesday?
Yes. Yeah. Next Tuesday, we are holding a mock crash at our school, and it's basically to show and to express how it is when there is someone texting and driving and there's a big crash. It shows what really happens. It doesn't really, it's not like a play, it's
reality.
Realistic.
And DECA, Riverdale DECA, and Virtual Enterprise kind of coming together here for this. And Terry, how are you involved in that?
Well, with the cooperation of Rutherford County EMS, Murfreesboro Police Department, Murfreesboro Fire Department, our Special Operations Team, Vanderbilt Children's Hospital, Vanderbilt Life Flight, we're all working as a coordinating this event so that we can make the best a reenactment of this mock crash so that when the kids actually go out there and see it, that it means something to them. I've done many of these in the past years, and I have seen many kids crying because it's that real to them that it could happen to them or one of their friends. And that's what we want to make. We want to make an impact on these kids so that they can actually put the phone down or the distraction or whatever and stop what they're doing so that they can live to see the next day.
I'm going to ask you both this same question. Of course, you've seen this before, Isaiah. So what impact has seeing the crash reenactment had on you?
It's a dramatic impact. Just to see the wreckage from the cars, the screaming of the victims, the reality of it. It's so scary that, you know, when you look at it, you know that you don't want to be anything to do with that. You don't want to be a part of it. And so that is dramatically, just seeing the one from last year, that has helped me actually to put my phone down while I'm in the car, because I know that I don't want to be a part of that.
The thing that is important here is being an advocate for this as well, because if you make that commitment but the other driver doesn't, that doesn't mean that you can't be involved in something that is their fault and their situation. So just to get the word out to young people, we didn't have this problem when I was a kid driving, you know, as many distractions. There were distractions, but the phone wasn't. Casey, what about you?
It was very gruesome for me. Yeah. No one really talked. If you talked, it was about how awful it was. It wasn't something that you would see on a daily basis. It was something that was out of the ordinary, and you expected not to have that happen in your life.
And you know, just this is what EMS and our emergency responders see, unfortunately, firsthand, Terry, and I know it has to have a toll on them as well.
Absolutely. There was a new study that came out that car crashes are the number one killer of teens. So, and even though they're only 7%, they're still the number one killer of teens. But as far as dollars spent on that, it's so much more in the multi-billions of dollars compared to the rest of the accidents, even though they're only responsible for 7% of the wrecks. But they're more devastating because they're not paying attention on the road.
Yeah, it is just, it's so heartbreaking. And what I've tried to, with my 17-year-old driver and my 14-year-old daughter, who, oh my goodness, it's I don't know that I can take two, but it's happening regardless.
Well, I understand what you're saying, because I have two. Yeah. And my son, Josh, who's at Tennessee Tech, crashed because he wasn't paying attention. He was not on his phone. He was not on anybody else in the car, but he was not paying attention. The car stopped in front of him suddenly, and boom, he crashed. Okay, so it was his fault. He got the points on his license, and so we have his car home again. And this time when he gets it back, I'm going to actually bubble wrap it.
I understand.
You know, so.
What I'm trying to tell my son is you're driving a machine that is, you know, it weighs tons. And you know, what you do defensively could help not only save your life, but the life of others.
Absolutely.
And that's really what we're talking about. And Be in the Zone is at Riverdale on Tuesday. So if you see emergency stuff going on, that's a big thing to remember. It's
a
reenactment.
It's going to be about 8:30 in the morning. So there's going to be a lot of things. There's going to be the helicopter, a lot of sirens, a lot of lights. So we don't want to alarm anybody, especially parents that have kids going to Riverdale, that this event is going to be happening.
Time again?
8:30.
8:30. Okay.
So it's going to be a large event. We're going to have the kids, weather permitting, all outside. You know, the juniors and the seniors, I believe. One thing I wanted to do, if we have a quick moment, is how did Riverdale get involved with this program and who's the sponsors?
Well, Riverdale got involved by doing a public service announcement as a competition, which we showed it on the announcements, too, so it could impact our student body, and we also had speakers come to talk about distractions on the road, which the biggest distraction is also your cell phone. And
sure.
Isaiah, who are our sponsors?
My sponsors are Ford Motor Company, also Allstate Insurance. They're helping us with that, and there's a couple of others that I don't know at the moment right now, but yeah, there's a few others.
You kind of sound like that Allstate guy.
You said that last time, actually.
Did I really? So, well, that's awesome. This is on Tuesday, and did you do a video 1 year with this or something?
We
like
did.
That?
Okay. Yeah, there's several of them up on YouTube that you can YouTube Rutherford County Schools probably, and the car crash will probably be up there.
Out there. Well, awesome. Thanks for your leadership, Isaiah and Casey at Riverdale, and thanks to DECA and Virtual Enterprises for doing this here and making an impact. I'm sure that it's going to impact those juniors and seniors that are there, and hopefully will lead to a lifetime of non-distracted driving.
Yes. Amen.
Terry, thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
All right. Do it anytime. Terry Cunningham joining us along with Isaiah Stewart and Casey Kincaid. Terry, of course, with Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services joining us here on Rutherford Issues. That's it for the show. We will see you back here next time.